75 years ago this month, the first jazz record was released, or so the story goes. That record was made by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this review of the new ODJB reissue.
Say it's March 1917. You walk into the furniture store where you'd bought your gramophone, looking for some new records to play. They've got a new one by a band with an odd name, a band you've never heard of. It sells for 75 cents, which is a lot of money, but something tells you to buy it. So you take it home, wind up the machine, and set down the needle, and this is what you hear. That's the Livery Stable Blues by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, released 75 years ago this month. RCA has just issued a CD of their recordings from 1917 to 1921. The ODJB was a white group from New Orleans, which made its way to New York in 1917 and began recording almost immediately. Livery Stable Blues, along with its flip side, the Dixieland Jazz Band One Step, is generally regarded as the first jazz record ever released. There may not be an improvised note on it, but it has the raucous ensemble blend, vocalized horn sound, and syncopated rhythm that helped define jazz. Hearing the original Dixieland Jazz Band 75 years ago must have been a shocker, but their music didn't emerge from a vacuum. The familiar story that jazz was born in New Orleans and spread to the world from there is more creation myth than reliable history. Distinct regional styles of jazz cropped up in Texas, New York, Kansas City, and other places in the 1920s and teens. Still, the ODJB's records were very influential, especially among young white musicians. They did not sell well among blacks, who may have been more aware of how hokey the band could sound. The business of making jazz records didn't really get rolling till about 1923, but a few other jazz musicians and fellow travelers recorded around the same time the original Dixieland Jazz Band made its debut. UB Blake and James P. Johnson were cutting player piano roles in 1917. Black bandleader James Reese Europe had recorded even before that. Some folks argue his orchestral ragtime is really the first jazz on record. Europe's Down Home Rag, recorded in 1913, is as riff-happy as anything Glenn Miller ever did. James Reese Europe, 1913. The original Dixieland Jazz Band's records are important, whether they're the first documented jazz or not, if only because they show there was money to be made recording this music. Jazz would have caught on anyway, sooner or later, but this band got the process started. So it's a little scandalous these records have been unavailable for the last 20 years, a graphic example of how careless major record companies are about the national treasures they own the rights to. If you want a literary analogy, It's as if publishers let the 18th century novels of Samuel Richardson or Henry Fielding go out of print for decades at a stretch. Most record companies never got in the habit of looking at jazz as art. So if you're interested in these landmark recordings, you should pick up this new CD pretty soon. It may not be around too long.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelancer based in New York and the discographer for the new North American edition of the Jazz Book.